It is official, the Kitchener Panthers will take on the Brantford Red Sox in the first round of the IBL postseason. Game 1 of the best of 3 will go Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. at Jack Couch Park, and just because Kitchener swept the 5-game season series, the field manager knows the playoffs are a different beast. One mistake could cost you the whole series, said Panthers manager Don Minard, but, I think we'll be fine. He said the team is pretty healthy, but the Panthers will go into it on a 2-game losing skid. They dropped the season finale 13-7 against the top-ranked London Majors Sunday afternoon at Jack Couch Park. 5 batters into the top of the first, London had already taken a 4-0 lead. They kept cruising from there, taking advantage of a shorthanded Panthers squad, who were not only pitching a bullpen day, but also kept guys like Liam Wilson and Elliot Curtis out of the lineup to rest ahead of the postseason. Minard said he wasn't worried about finishing second or third, noting Kitchener would be playing either Hamilton or Brantford, both tough teams in their own right. Luis Grisanti was saddled with the loss, going 3 innings and surrendering 7 runs on 7 hits. He recorded 3 strikeouts and 1 walk. Michael Mommersteeg, Nathan Laird, Ryan Douglas and David Bruinsma also made appearances on the mound in the loss. Nick Carrail struck out 8 in 7 innings of work for London. He gave up 4 runs on 7 hits, and didn't walk anyone. On offense, Andy Leader continued with the hot bat for Kitchener, hitting 2 solo home runs Sunday. He finished the season with 4 home runs, all in the last 5 games. By comparison, Leader hit 6 home runs between 2017 and 2019, playoffs included. Stephen Whalen hit his second home run of the year, and pitcher Jordan Carthy, who was playing in right field, also hit the long ball. The Panthers' bench was kept so short, that Matt Stoddart, who hasn't had a plate appearance since 2018 in college, was the designated hitter. Cleveland Brownlee, Hayden Yacko and Evan Britt all went long for London.